Good morning. The question was asked, when Tisha B'Av, the fast, falls out on Sunday, on Tisha B'Av we fast, starting with nightfall. So then, what do we do about Havdalah? Well, Havdalah has a few components. The essential Havdalah, technically, might even be Doraita, might even be biblical, is the blessing at the end of Havdalah. Hamavdil min Kodesh lechol, bin Or lechoshech, bin Yisrael la'amim. And that biblical component of Havdalah, where we're actually expressing that distinction, that delineation between the holy day of Shabbat and the rest of the week that follows, so that we actually fulfill also in davening. It says when the Jewish people ascended to rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash, so initially the rabbis instituted making Havdalah over wine. People were so poor, they said, make Havdalah in your prayer. People again regained their financial footing, so the rabbis put it back as a separate blessing that we make on Motzei Shabbat, but they left it in the Tefillah. Technically, when we say that addition in Shmona Esrei, on Motzei Shabbat, Atachon Antanu, Lemada Toratecha, Vatlamdeinu Lasot Chukei Ritzonecha, Vatavdel Hashem Elokeinu Ben Kodesh Lechol, when we say that, that
found the cheap ones.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. Thank you. When we make that distinction, that Hashem, you separated between the holy day of Shabbat and the weekday, when we say that in Tefillah, so we have fulfilled our biblical obligation of saying Havdalah. Nonetheless, Chazal wanted us over a cup of wine to say Havdalah again at home. On Motzei Shabbat, which is Tisha B'Av, and you cannot have a cup of wine, because the fast of Tisha B'Av is there, so our sages say, delay saying Havdalah till Sunday night. So, the essence of Havdalah, Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, we make on Sunday night. If a person were to fast from Motzei Shabbat into Sunday, if a person oversleeps, sometimes people go for a Shabbos afternoon nap, and this happens to them. I know because they call me with the question sometimes. They wake up, it's Sunday morning. They went to sleep at 4 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, and they intended to get up in 2-3 hours to go down in Ma'ariv, and instead they get up in 12-13 hours. It is 6 o'clock Sunday morning. So then they make Havdalah on Sunday morning. The Havdalah of Sunday morning is a cup of wine, Borei Pri Hagafen, and Amavdil Min Kodesh Lechol Min Or Lechoshech, etc. Just that blessing. So Chazal added to Havdalah two more blessings which are not really intrinsic to Havdalah. Chazal added to the blessing of Amavdil Min Kodesh Lechol a blessing over our ability to enjoy the creation of fire. So on Motzei Shabbat, after 24 hours where we did not create fire, we make a blessing, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, thanking Hashem for the creation of the light of the fire. And on Motzei Shabbat, we show how we are now on a lesser spiritual level. We've lost our Neshama Yetera. So we make a blessing over some kind of nice smelling plant, what we call bisamim, something that offers a good smell. We're showing how now that Shabbat has left, we need something to uplift us a little bit because we lost that neshama yetera. But those are really, so to speak, additives. They are not the essence of Havdalah. The essence of Havdalah is the blessing Borei Pri Hagafen, which is there to facilitate the blessing of Amavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol Ben Or Lechoshech, etc. And that, if one does not say on Motzei Shabbat, they would say Sunday morning. If they didn't get to it Sunday morning, they would say it Sunday evening. The other two blessings are only made on Motzei Shabbat. Borei Minev Samim and Borei Morei Ha'esh. So on Motzei Shabbat, which is Tisha B'Av, we light a flame and we make the blessing Borei Morei Ha'esh. We thank Hashem for giving us that creation of fire. And the essence of Havdalah we leave over for Sunday night. The blessing of Borei Minev Samim we lose that night. Because on Tisha B'Av, there are opinions that say you should not go enjoy the sweet-smelling plants. Don't make a Borei Minev Samim. So we only make a blessing of Borei Morei Ha'esh on Motzei Shabbat. And the actual blessing of Havdalah waits until Sunday night, when we could drink a cup after the fast. We make a Borei Pri Hagafen and a Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. Yes? Well, Yom Kippur doesn't fall out on a Sunday.
If it falls on Shabbat,
on Motzei Shabbat, we have a regular Havdalah. It's not a problem. The only difference is that on Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, we make a blessing over fire, which is different than the blessing over fire on Motzei Shabbat. On Motzei Shabbat, you're making a blessing over the creation of fire. And as such, on Motzei Shabbat, you can strike a match and make the blessing Borei Morei Ha'esh. Whereas Motzei Yom Kippur, you're making a blessing over your ability again to use fire. So our custom is that on Yom Kippur, we leave a fire from the eve of Yom Kippur until Motzei Yom Kippur. And on that fire, we make the blessing Borei Morei Ha'esh, because we're delineating the fact that now I can again access and use fire. It's not about the creation of fire. On the contrary, I'm showing that the fire that was here all of Yom Kippur, and I did not use it. That's called Ner Sheshavat. I have a lamp over here that rested, that was around on Yom Kippur, and it was also resting. I didn't use it over Yom Kippur. So then, on Motzei Yom Kippur, I make a blessing over that flame of Borei Morei Ha'esh. Yes? That's how we do it usually, yeah. Usually we leave a Ner Neshama from the eve of Yom Kippur. Before we light candles, we light a Ner Neshama, which we will then use Motzei Yom Kippur.